most important record collections in the world because of, first of all, its imagery, but also because of its content.
Sheila Ravenscroft, John Peel's widow, lived with the collection as it grew, taking over more and more of the couple's home.
Well, it's really wall-to-wall records. and it's not just in one room either. They're everywhere.
So give me a sense of what's in the collection.
I do know it's more than 25,000 albums alone. They obviously go right through from 1966, 67, until the day he died.
There are lots of albums from bands perhaps we would associate with John Peel, like The Fall, like New Order, like The White Stripes. But what about sort of more surprising ones?
People are going to be surprised when they realise what's in it, because it's not just the sort of music that John constantly played on the radio. It ranges right across every genre of music. Just running scared. Each place we go. He used to always say that at the end of the day, I could tell his mood. If he was feeling sort of a bit sorry for himself, it was always Roy Orbison. But if he was in a really jolly mood, it was always some African music. The Four Brothers were particular favourites because I actually did surprise him by getting them over for his 50th birthday party. He also loved Frankie Lane and just things that you wouldn't expect him to be really into. And Status Quo, which I suppose not what people would think he would play.
What's the first album in the collection?
The first record, 0001, is Mike Absalon. He was a hippie singer-guitarist.
Now listen, a terrible story I'll tell you. Fill you with horror as you lie in your bunk. And when it's all over, you'll never believe me. You'll think I'm a liar or else that I'm drunk.
Why have you decided to put some of the record collection online?
To draw attention to it. At the moment, the majority of people haven't got a clue. I do feel, and the family feels, that it's a crime for it to be here and for people not to be able to see it and have use of it. To have all these amazing records, music, sitting here unheard, it's a terrible shame. And I hope it won't.